122-1341 W.C. Robert Starbuck, Appellant by Michael Greco versus the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission, City of Chicago, Appellee by Auxa Grigalunas.
Mr. Greco, you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court and the justices of the court, counsel, and the clerk. I am Michael Greco, and I represent the appellant Robert Starbuck in this case. As noted in the briefs, there was a prior decision of the case that limited the recovery to that limited the compensable injuries to the left arm trauma, as well as the temporary aggravation of a psychological condition, which the certain of the defendants, doctors had identified as being resolved by 2012. I submit that the law of the case doctrine, which the respondent is urging, is foreclosing any review of the of the 8A petition, as it does relate to in part to those conditions, arguably in some part to the cervical condition, which was not to be compensable, is somewhat altered by the fact that there was a 19H petition by the respondent filed in connection with this case that was resolved in 2021 by the commission as well. And the 19H petition sought to reduce the compensable, the loss of the person as a whole caused by these injuries from 40% to 10%. And that petition was denied, but I could not find in the law of the case cases concerning workers' compensation where that issue had specifically been addressed. Is the, without reversing prior orders of the court, is the applicability of the law of the case doctrine affected by the 19H petition, which seeks to moderate within the 30 months period the prior decision? So I submit that there is a basis for reviewing the 8A petition as well as the testimony regarding Dr. Krupika of the extent of the psychological injury, albeit the fact that Dr. Krupika's testimony was rejected by Arbitrator Simpson in the 2015 and 2016 hearings, which culminated in the original decision that limited the psychological injury to a temporary aggravation of a pre-existing psychological condition. As far as the medical bills go, the testimony was somewhat, it was limited by the fact that there weren't additional medical records offered to substantiate the medical bills that were offered in the subsequent 2018 proceeding. But nonetheless, the
counsel, yes, counsel, yes. Where in the record will we find a transcript of the proceedings before the arbitrator?
It looks as though the transcript of the proceedings is omitted, is not included in the record.
Where will we find a copy of the 8A petition?
The 8A petition, it appears, was also not included in the record, Judge.
So how do we decide the case?
On the basis of the ruling of the commission, I submit.
Okay.
The findings made by the commission, and which were essentially left undisturbed by the circuit court review. So it's really only the order of the commission that Your Honor has to rely on with regard to that, as well as the prior order of the orders of the arbitrator. As to the doctors which the respondent had engaged to examine the petitioner as to a psychological condition, there was Dr. Ganellan and Dr. Tudor, and both substantially qualified physicians. And it was noted that Dr. Krupika is not a physician, and she's a clinical psychologist only. Nonetheless, they were engaged by the respondent, and their contact with the petitioner was limited to those engagements. Moreover, as the respondent noted in its brief, the Dr. Tudor opined or suggested that the psychological trauma from which the petitioner was suffering as of the date that he examined him, the petitioner, was more probably than not caused by the effects of the litigation. So the effects of the, and that Dr. Tudor opined that he believed, he submitted that the effects, the trauma, this anxiety and depression that petitioner was experiencing, which was he attributed to the accident, would probably dissipate once the litigation were resolved. Now, that may or may not be true, but it certainly suggests that there was fresh, immediate anxiety and depression that the petitioner was experiencing, and that the aggravation of a pre-existing condition of depression and anxiety was not so temporary. So I admit that those findings could be reviewed as well, especially where there is a 19H petition of the respondent identifying that because the petitioner had returned to work, and the return to work was, according to his physician, based on financial necessity, that there should be a diminution of the award of the to the person. So I do submit that the Dr. Kropika's testimony, with its limitations, could be considered at this time as part of the it's part of the causal connection between the psychological trauma that Mr. Starbuck is experiencing at this time, or subsequently to the 2015 hearing, and the injury in 2005. The causal connection of a temporary aggravation has already been established. And whether or not the law of the case doctrine applies to the length of the temporary aggravation, I don't believe has been resolved. Causal connection was established, at least as to the temporary aggravation of the pre-existing condition caused by the accident. So we submit that there should be a consideration of Dr. Kropika's testimony as to the ongoing trauma or aggravation of pre-existing trauma that Starbuck is experiencing. The omission to a request for prospective benefits, of course, is an issue that is that disfavors the petitioner. But nonetheless, he has come forth and offered medical bills, or not medical bills. Pardon me. The bills for which he seeks recompense, albeit not substantiated by the contemporaneous medical records. So we submit that it was an error to reject those bills out of hand, and the bills that are identifiably related to left arm treatment or to psychological treatment should be awarded based upon it. Certainly Dr. Kropika's testimony, as well as Dr. Tudor's contemplation that the ongoing injury, that there is ongoing injury, and that it may be related to the pendency of the litigation, in contrast to the original accident. We submit that there is equivocation there that should be resolved on a full hearing. And justices, that's all I have.
Okay. Any questions from the court? None. Mr. Greco, you have time in reply.
Thank you.
Ms. Grigaliunas?
For Galena.
Close?
Yes. May it please the court. My name is Alksa Grigalunas, and I represent the appellee City of Chicago. And as Justice Hoffman indicated, I would posit that because there is no record of the evidence that was heard at the commission before you, I would argue that there is no evidence upon which to reverse the decision. Therefore, I would request that either the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission decision be affirmed in all respects, or that this appeal be dismissed with prejudice. But just to go over the facts of the case a little bit, the question before this court is essentially whether or not the employer is liable for certain medical bills submitted for treatment following the last trial and decision in this case. The commission correctly found that they are not liable for several reasons. First, the bills from Premier Healthcare and Drs. Pontinen and Kiokemeister do not distinguish between the related left arm condition and the unrelated cervical spine condition. The bills from Dr. Krupica were denied due to no evidence of medical record, due to no evidence or medical records or testimony relating these bills to the 2005 work injury. The bills for the prescriptions were also denied due to failure to prove that these were related to the 2005 injury. These findings were very simple, and based on the fact that for at least many of these bills, zero medical records or medical testimony was submitted regarding the relationship of these bills to the 2005 injury. The petitioner claims in his brief that the petitioner's testimony is enough to find causal relationship, but the petitioner's testimony is self-serving, is not a medical opinion, and therefore the commission correctly did not place any weight on his testimony. Regarding the petitioner's arguments that the arbitrator should not have found Dr. Krupica to be non-credible, again, this was an issue previously decided by the commission. I have argued in my brief that it's the law of the case and should not be disturbed on review. For these reasons, the appellee City of Chicago requests that this court affirm the commission's decision or dismiss the appeal with prejudice due to the lack of record present before you.
Thank you, Ms. Grigal. I'm going to try it again. Grigalionis, right?
Yes.
Close enough. Okay. Thank you, counsel. Mr. Greco, you may reply.
Thank you, Your Honor. I submit that the Starbucks, Mr. Starbucks' testimony is not entitled to no credibility whatsoever, but of course, he's not a physician, and it would have been much more compelling, of course, had he presented the medical records that related to the bills for which he's seeking treatment. However, as to those bills which are ascribed to the left arm injury, I submit that there is sufficient evidence to establish that those bills relate to that injury and are compensable, notwithstanding the fact that he might have had some trauma or injury in his left arm that is caused by cervical injury. As for the law of the case doctrine, again, I couldn't find a case that the cases that I found either find causal connection or no causal connection, and that is the finding that is deemed law of the case. Obviously, law of the case is a judicial doctrine. It's not part of the Workers' Compensation Act, and so I believe it should be restricted to the limited purpose of establishing that a causal connection between temporary aggravation of Mr. Starbucks' psychological condition was caused by the accident, even though it aggravated a pre-existing condition, and that causal connection is the law of the case that can be relied upon. I don't submit that prior order precludes any recovery by Dr. Krupica of any of her subsequent bills. Again, especially with Dr. Cooter, the respondent's doctor, positing that some part of that Mr. Starbuck has ongoing psychological injury, even though he ascribed it to the litigation, this application for adjustment of claim, rather than specifically to the trauma. There's no question that there is ongoing psychological trauma that Mr. Starbuck is experiencing, and that causal connection between the accident and at least the temporary aggravation of his pre-existing psychological injuries was established and found by arbitrators and the commission in the 2017 and 2018. Thank you.
I don't believe there are any further questions or questions from the court. Mr. Greco, thank you. Counsel Grigaliunas, thank you so much. This matter will be taken under advisement. A written disposition will issue.